The Keystone XL pipeline has been on again, off again since 2008. That's when TransCanada first applied for a presidential permit to build the pipeline across the U.S.-Canada border. South Dakota rancher John Harder has known since the beginning that the pipeline is planned to cross his land near Winter. He says he's relieved that the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals left a Montana injunction in place, but he realizes this might not be the end. John Harder is one of two landowner spokesmen for Dakota Rural Action. The other is Paul Siemens, a rancher from Draper. Harder says for years he has spent constant time researching, testifying, and checking news reports for updates.
It has an ill effect, really, on your free time and on your working time, both.
He says he's continuously focused on what will happen if the pipeline goes through, putting his pasture out of commission until the construction crews leave and grasses can root again. Harder has traveled to Pierre for hearings hosted by the U.S. State Department, Public Utilities Commission, and Sixth Circuit Court. He also went to State Department hearings in Nebraska, but he did not make it to this year's session where legislators debated two bills dealing with pipelines and protests.
You know, I didn't get to go up and testify on the last two bills, SB 189 and 190, that the governor pushed through because of the weather and not being able to get away from the farm.
Harder cites unpredictable and increasingly extreme weather as a reason the pipeline should not be built.
You look at the devastation and the flooding that's happening down in Nebraska right now, you know, and it just makes our argument that this isn't a place for the pipeline to be going through.
He points out that the Keystone Pipeline in eastern South Dakota has had several leaks. Harder hopes the pipeline project will die in litigation. He notes that the company does not yet have the permits needed as required by South Dakota's PUC, and the project is tied up in Montana and Nebraska courts. Even if this is just a delay rather than an end, Harder says it looks as if he'll be able to use his pasture to graze cattle this summer. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.